we were talking about the fact that I thought late third, early fourth quarter was as good as I've seen your team look all season long when you built that lead.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, we didn't turn the ball over as much, and we're able to hit some shots late. And, you know, I'm proud of our girls for sticking with it. You know, we missed a lot of easy ones and just kind of hung in there.
At what points did you get the girls back from, you know, they had quarantine and you had some against South Harrison that weren't available, but half the roster wasn't available. A, it was good to see Morgan out there, and
for sure.
B, you had a full roster. So those are all good things for January.
You know, we talked about before the game just how thankful we were all to be together. You know, this is the first time in this capacity we've been together for a long time, and it was a lot of fun, and we were excited for the opportunity to play tonight, and I was proud of the girls for working so hard.
Yeah, what did you feel like? Because it was one of those games, and we said that when the season started, there's not going to be a lot of 60-50 wins for Trenton this year.
No,
your wins
are
going to be 30-20. What did you feel like were the things that you saw that just went a little bit better tonight than in comparison to the GRC games that you had in December?
Well, I mean, again, turnovers, we didn't turn it over near as much, and rebounding. I thought we rebounded the ball tremendously well. And didn't give them second opportunities. So I was really proud of that. I thought we forced a few more turnovers tonight than we normally do, and changing stuff up. So the credit, you know, the girls worked really hard tonight and flew around and did a good job.
You can tell you got a team that just they're trying to figure out things on the offensive end, but the thing that's going to be there all season long is you have a team of athletes that really gets after people, and they don't give up much easy.
They just, like I said, they work so hard. I mean, there's no quit in them. You know, and like you mentioned, having a full roster, that confidence of having people on our bench who are ready to go is a great feeling. So proud of the girls for getting the win tonight.
How big was it just to get, you know, you look at it and you say everybody wants to win a conference title, but when you're 0-2, you don't like sitting there over Christmas break and looking at a zero in your column. How nice is it to get that off of there tonight?
You know, it's a deep breath for the girls. They've been working so hard and putting it in, you know, and putting in the work. And so for us to get a win feels good. You know, there are no days off, tough game on Friday, and then a tough tournament coming up.
You owe Maysville one. It's not very often you have a conference game against somebody that you played already.
Right.
You've seen Maysville on Friday. What do you need to do better the second time around?
We've got to execute a lot better. Against their zone, I think we only had 5 or 6 points in the whole second half. So, I mean, you're just not going to win that way. So for us, we've just got to continually get better at executing, and then defensively we can be a little bit better as well.
You know, the one thing that really gets your team going, and I know she's not scoring the ball as well as she'd like to right now, but I would dare to find anybody in this conference who is as good at reading passing lanes and picking off basketballs as Chandler Lynch. She creates havoc on defense.
She's got such a great combination of being really smart and understanding the game, and then just having a motor that doesn't quit. I mean, she works so hard. You know, it's just a blast to watch her compete. You know, she's the type of kid you want on your team.
Is there, obviously, you know, you have a team that's trying to figure things out on the offensive end. They overthink sometimes, good shot, bad shot, or when you have that conversation with the girls, what is, you know, what is something that you say, hey, this is what I identify as a good shot, and this would not be a good shot?
You know, especially early on, we took a lot of ball reversal threes instead of inside-out threes. You know, we're gonna have to continue to shoot because that's where the defense has given us, so we got to continue to get better at that. But for us, you know, if it's an uncontested shot, that's a good shot, you know. And if they're not falling, we've got to do a better job of attacking the lane. I thought Grace and Ronji did a great job of going to the hoop tonight. And we just have to have that mentality of whatever the defense is going to give us, we've got to be ready to attack.
I think the girls learned, too. You mentioned Grayson was a great example because she didn't score a ton. But
no.
When you dribble penetrate, it creates openings. It, you either score off of that, or most often than not, it creates openings on the floor for your teammates.
For sure. I think, you know, Taya and Morgan both shot the ball really well tonight. I think Taya had a couple threes and Morgan had three. And so for us, we talk about getting to the lane, and then those are better shots coming back out. So for us, we just got to continue to attack, and then I think some more shots will fall.
Does Maysville have, it's one thing I really haven't seen yet in the GRC, is that go-to player. I know you probably don't have one at this point. I don't know if Sal Harrison or Gallatin has one. Does Maysville have one where you look at and say that's their player?
They do. I'm blanking on her name, but it's number 12 for them. I think she had quite a few against us and really good players.
Is it Catlett or somebody else?
I really am sorry, but I can't put the number. But she can shoot it, she can drive it, she's a really good player. And Maysville has a lot of weapons. You know, we were able to kind of hang with them that first half last time, and then they made some adjustments, and we didn't. So we're excited to compete again at our place this time.
I've seen three brackets for next week. Let's see. Stanberry, South Harrison, and Milan. Haven't seen Lawson. That's where you guys are next.
Yeah.
What sort of seed and what sort of opponent? When do you play next?
We got the sixth seed, so we play North Platte. Always, they're so well coached. They're such a good program, but we play them on Monday at 5:30 in Lawson.
Outstanding.
So
we'll see you Friday night, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Head Coach Cameron Cool of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs, his team in the win column earlier tonight, 26-15 over Gallatin.